From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio. 24 million people losing insurance coverage and $337 billion shaved off the budget deficit. That is the projection from the Congressional Budget Office as to the potential impact of the House GOP plan to replace Obamacare. Let's get more on this with Marketplace's Kimberly Adams live from Washington. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mark.
So winners and losers, let's start with potential winners. Who can see their health care costs going down under the GOP bill based on these estimates?
Well, the government, for one. This would drop health care costs dramatically for the federal government, mainly through reducing Medicaid spending as well as tax credits. On the individual side, depending on where you live, wealthier, younger Americans would probably see lower premiums.
Okay, and who might see their costs go up?
In the short term, the average premiums would go up in general between 15 and 20%, according to the CBO, but would then start to drop after 2020. Older Americans might pay more on their premiums since this bill would allow insurers to charge a wider range of premiums as people get older. Lower income Americans may also see higher costs because while under the current law, their premiums are offset by credits based on income, this bill offers less generous credits.
So there are those credits, also tax cuts. What does the CBO say about the potential impact of those on cost?
So for most people, especially in the first few years of the projection, those reduced credits and the tax cuts would cover less of someone's overall cost than the current law. But the Republican plan does cut about $600 billion in taxes on businesses, investment income, indoor tanning, and of course, the bill does end the penalty for not purchasing health care.
Okay, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Mark.